Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, April 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of travel and leisure news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
G6 Hospitality adds over 150 corporate clients in 2025. G6 Hospitality, the parent company of Motel 6 and Studio 6, has added over 150 corporate clients in 2025. The company conducted more than 500 meetings with potential and existing corporate accounts, securing major contracts in industries like construction, transportation, agriculture, retail, and transitional housing. These new clients are primarily from Texas, California, and Florida. G6 Hospitality experienced a 26% increase in revenue in Q1 2025 compared to the same period last year. They are adding around 50 new corporate accounts every month, focusing on industries like construction, transportation, and agriculture. Natson Hotel Group, a key franchise, saw over 2x growth in corporate revenue in Q1 2025. Corporate clients enjoy benefits like discounts averaging 10 to 12%. 30-day credit facilities, dedicated customer service, and easy issue resolution. G6 Hospitality is actively pursuing more corporate opportunities, including winning back former clients and extending contracts with existing accounts from 2024.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.